Well, praise God. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, friends. Praise God. It's morning for me. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but that's okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. I trust your week, your day is off to a great start. Praise God. You know what? God is just good. It's just worth it to just praise Him and bless Him. Hallelujah. It is a good thing, the Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you right off the bat here for this word this morning. Father, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your words. We thank you for the ability to hear what you're saying to us, Lord, to challenge us and to strengthen us, Lord, to comfort us. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your word because, Lord, it's life to us. And we just bless you and thank you. Praise you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I just ask as we start into these messages that you just help me to speak out what it is that you have in your heart to say to those that will be listening. Father, in Jesus' name, we just agree together for your will and your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm going to read a verse here to you. Praise the Lord. James 1, 22 through 25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, and continues therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man should be blessed in his deed. It's pretty obvious from these verses that being one who does or one who acts on the word is a good thing because blessing is involved with that. Blessing from God is in line with that. Blessing from God in our lives is the fruit of that. And I'm sure we all would agree that that's a good thing. Amen. To have the blessing of God working in our lives. Hallelujah. I want to point out one word there that as I was reading through just jumped out to me. Praise God. And that, you know, looking at the perfect law of liberty, well, that's the word of God and the plan of redemption and salvation that Jesus has set up for us. But it says in continuing therein, amen, it's sticking with it, it's continuing, amen. Amen, if you do my words, you know, you hear the truth, you do the truth, that's what sets you free. And you just continuing in the word, keeping the word and staying with it is really important. Praise God. Anyway, notice in verse 22 here, if you've got your Bible and you've been looking at this at all, or you read along with me, in verse 22, we're told to be doers of the word, W-O-R-D. And then in verse 25, it says the doer is doing the work. Well, what work is that? It's the work that the word requires of us. And there's lots of different examples. Luke 6:38, here's just one. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Men shall give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. The work that's required of us in this verse is to give, to be givers. You know, and just I believe it's just before this verse in Luke 6, might be just after, but I think it's just before, without turning the page and looking at it, you know, we're told to forgive. Well, amen. And then Jesus said in Mark 11:24, he said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And then verse 25 says, and when you stand praying. Well, we're always taught when are we supposed to believe? When we pray. Well, when we stand praying, we're supposed to forgive too. Amen. Amen. That's an important part of that verse, actually. That's a very important part of that verse. And the two things go together. Jesus didn't stop speaking. It's all one train of thought. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25, and 26. Good thing to look at that. But what is the work that the word is requiring of us? This is what the doer of the work, the doer of the word, or I'm going to say the doer of the work of the word, is blessed in his deed. We're told to forgive. We're told to show mercy. I mean, you could look at the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. We're told to show mercy. We're told to forgive. Amen. To walk in love, to think on truth. There's the list just goes on and on and on of the things that are presented to us in the Word that require us to do something with what we hear. Amen. Now, what word, just ask you today, what word is fresh in your heart? What words, what's the Lord been speaking to you about and saying to you, you need to do this thing? You need to work on this? Or reminding you of something, or encouraging you somewhere. I'm not sure how the Lord would be speaking to you, but, you know, what's he saying to you? What is the word requiring of you? What work do you need to be doing? Amen? Maybe we need to be forgiven. Maybe we need to be walking in love more today. Maybe we, maybe we need to be a giver. Maybe we need to go, you know, give something to our neighbor to help him. Maybe we just need to go give some time to our neighbor and love on him, pray for him. Whatever the word is telling you to do, do that work. Amen? Because the Lord says that man that does that work, he's going to be blessed in his deed. Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word because it makes us prosperous in our ways as we do it. And we bless you and thank you for it. And Father, I just ask your blessing on the people today as they go forward into their day or as they're meditating on these words. Father, I just ask you to bless them and help them as they go forward in their lives. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, to be doers of your word and to be blessed in their deeds. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, join me again on the next broadcast. Selah.